Okay, we are on Daf Tzadi Beis of an Aleph. And I believe we are...
The Mishnah.
By the Mishnah, is that where we go to?
Yeah, Mishnah.
Yes.
Tzadi Beis of an Aleph, Mishnah. Isha Shaloch Ba'alam Tanam Dinas Nizal Dinas Hayam. A woman whose husband and son went from Dinas Hayam above Amrul Meis Ba'alach Vakach Meis Mencha. They came and they told her that her husband predeceased her son, which means she doesn't need Yibum. Akach Vinasis, she got married. Yakach Amrul Achilu Fayatwarim, and then they told her that things were the opposite way. That means she did need Yibum. That means she violated Yivam Alushuk, which according to Bekiva is a law and never children on Amzerim. There's really no chiddush in Akhra, and if she stays married to him, she's still violating the same Isser. So therefore, the Gemara is going to say there is no chiddush in this. They told her his son predeceased her husband, therefore she was eligible for Yibam. Now this, and then they changed it. And the Gemara is going to discuss how they changed it. Now here, this is a biblical mamzer because it's a shesach. And again, there's no chiddush in Achron. If she stays married to him, it's going to be a mamzer. Amar le meiz bailech v'nitzis. They told her, your husband died. She got married. Then they told her, he was alive. And he's died subsequently. So teitzei, v'avlad v'ishem mamzer, v'achron ein mamzer. However, the second one would not be a mamzer because now she's not an eishes ish.
She got married to Washington.
Yes. So she never committed an iser. Which we don't ask for. We have no interest in asking for this get. But if the last one, the latter one gave her a get, because the get is meaningless. It's giving a get to someone else's wife. Not from a man that's not her husband. My Rishon and my Achron. In case number one, what does it mean, the first and the last? What's the difference? Rishon means before she found out that she was not allowed to be married to this guy because it's Yivam Alushuk, and afterwards it's Akashmua, it's not about Mamzer. But since in the last case, there it does make a difference. I don't know, my Rishon, Rishon, Akron, Mamzer, but it's stylistic only. This goes like a Bekiva that says Kedushin is not type as Bechayv Elavim. There is no Mamzer from Yivam L'shuk because it's only a law. Affecting a Marvel, I mean Mamzer Bechayv Elavim. Just say a Mamzer Bechayv Elavim. Why are you taking Yivam? But the Gemara, because there's a third cheetah that says there is Mamzer Bechayv Elavim, but only certain ones. High Tana, this Chacham, and Mitzach Tana, the Bekivas, Amr, Mechai, Belav, and the Sher, Havi, Mamzer, Mechai, Belav, and Great, Dilo, Havi, Mamzer. Only from Chai, Belav, or relatives is it a Mamzer, not a regular Chai, Belav.
So,
Sher means relatives. Amr, Rav, Yehuda, Amr, Rav. Menayin, saying, Kedushin, Taifas, and Biyavama, even according to the Rabbanon. It's a Lav, but Kedushin is not Taifas, and Amr, Lysia, Shameh, Shachut, Lizar. Doesn't say Lysikach, like it says everywhere else, is this Lysia? The Tami Leiteheba Havayel Lazar, the Kedushin is not Chal. Shmuel Amar Bar Yosenu, because of our poverty, impoverishedness in mind, we're not sure. Shiri get. Because Mesap Kalei Shmuel is not sure. Hai Leitia Eish Zameti Lalav, who does this in a regular Lav? Or is it also in the Leitavsa by Kedushin who does? Amalei Ramari Baruchel Ravashi. Chalki Amar Amemar Halokha Kavasa the Shmuel that she needs to get. Amar Ravashi Ashtu Amar Amemar Halokha Kavasa the Shmuel. If her Yivam a Kayan, what if her Yivam is a Kayan? So let's listen to what happened. She thought she didn't need Yibum, she married somebody else, where the Kedushin according to Shmuel is a suffix, it might have been typhus. Now her Yivam is a Kayan, so if he's going to divorce her, the second husband, this Yivam a Lushuk, but the Yivam a Kayan can't marry her because she's a divorcee, because the Kedushin might have been Chal. Chalitzla, he gives her Chalitza, Vishayulay, she can stay married to the second husband. Because again, there's nothing wrong in her staying married once she's not a Yivam Alushuk. In fact, the Gemara is Guri Yitzgir. She gained by doing an Avera. Again, it was a Shaygig. But Mamaisa, she did an Avera. And because of the Avera, she can stay married to him. Became Motsinu Chay Tanisker. And Lamay Yivam Al Yisrael, Naisin Lashay Niget, Vuhutra Lai. If the Yivam is the Yisrael, so then she can go back to him because there's no issur in him going back to him. It's only a lav, and there was no teitzim muzam is that here, and she can go back to her yavam. I'm Rav Gidlam Rav Chir by Yaitzav Amarav Yavam a kedushin ain by nesuim yeshba, which is a very difficult statement. There's no kedushin. How can there be nesuim? Frak the Gemara kedushin ain by nesuim ami ain by. Rav Shit says there's no kedushin. So how can there be nesuim? So the Gemara is going to give three terutzim. Ema kedushin and nesuim ain by. Answer number one is change the girsa. You're right. There is no kedushin. There's no nesuim. Ribay say ma'ay nesuim yeshba b'znus, that if she has a relationship with a man, not a marriage, because a marriage is not chal. But she becomes usher to her yavam. Because Rav Luna, Damer Rav Luna, she marries yavam, she's inside surah liyavam, which is a chiddush. It's saying that there's some marital overtones here. She's not an ageless ish, but the bottom line is she's still bound to somebody because of her husband. Therefore, Rav Luna says that she becomes usher to her yavam. So nesuin yeshba means if she has a relationship, it affects her ability to have yavam. Yavam is saying, "Malo, because we have a yikarik kedusha eba nesuin yeshba." The mikluv of Beisha Shalach Vaylam Dinas Hayam. It's a chiddush that even though the kedushin didn't work, but if she consummated that non-marriage because she thought she was married, we make her go give a get and go through the motions like we do to an ageless ish. Amar Rabbi Yanai b'chabura nimnu v'gamru. In our group, we had a vote and we counted eight kedushin types in biyavama. Kedushin is not type of biyavama. Amar Rabbi Yanai b'chabura nimnu v'gamru. Say the yuzu. What do you have to say? It's a chiddush. Beferish a mishnah. The tan. This is going like the shita that a person cannot make a kinyan and a davish lebali oilam. I'm a lisha, mekadeshes li lachash es gayer. You mekadeshes to me after I become a ger. Lachash es gayer after you become a ger. Lachash es shtachri after I become a freed from being an evakanani. Lachash es shtachri. Lachash yom es vaylech. Lachash tam es akaitzich. After your husband dies, after your sister, who's this guy's wife, dies. I lachash yachas lach li vamech. Ain't a mekadeshes. Why can't he do Chalei after the Vomit? If he can do it now, not a Dabish Labali Eilam. But the Gemara, I'm like, that's the rule, by the way. Anything you can do now is called Biyadai. It's not a Dabish Labali Eilam. I'm like, he loved the Dloy Lachasma, but would not take me off the shard. Nimish Kagas Maganusa Tuesday, would you have found the pearl? I would have, you would have said that even though you can do Kedusha now, but you can't do it for later, because it's still a davish lebali oilam. Frak the Gemara. I took the Gemara right. Amalei Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish told Rabbi Yechanan, he loved to kill the Gavir Rabba. If not of the fact that a big person praised you, have Amino Lochano, I would have told you, must need Rabbi Kiva. That man Kedushin types him a Kaiva Lavin. The Mishnah is not a Raya. Going like Rabbi Kiva, that's why Kedushin is not typhus. Because Kedushin is not typhus, the Kaiva Lavin. Frak the Gemara can't be like Rabbi Kiva. Because even Rabbi Kiva, Amalek Achshel Achzuch Livam is little some kedush. Rabbi Kiva happens to hold. You can be mak the davish lebali oilam. So if you learn Rabbi Kiva, the Amal Adam mak the davish lebali oilam. Now we learn. Tainim Shadi Aitzel Lepicha. A woman offers what she's going to earn to her husband, which is not chal because the shibud of the husband prevents the neder from being chal. As the Gemara in Suba said, they strengthen the shibud, even though neder usually breaks shibud. Over here, they strengthen the shibud of the husband. Ain't Zarek Lover. Tanakama says there's no reason to be made for her. Rabbi Kiva Eimer, Yavash Hamatad of all of Yoytim in the royal one. She might make more than she has to give him, and the letter will be chal on that part. Whereas the Tanakama holds the extra belongs to the husband anyway. And so we see clearly either the money is not here. Is it right? Rabbi Kiva holds you can make a kinyan and a Tavish Lebel the Oilam. Amar Mundi Bereid Rabbi Yeshua, by marrying the Shia the Marla. Amar Mundi Bereid Rabbi Yeshua. My hand should be kaddish, the yadayim is the balma. So it's no raya. So Rabbi Kiva might hold, ain't not the mak the davish lebali oilam. So the Gemara pleads Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak. Rabbi Nachman by Yitzchak lists Rabbi Kiva as one of the people that hold other mak the davish lebali oilam. The Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, Rabbi Huna holds like Rab Kribyanev, Rabbi Yanev, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Kribyanev, Rabbi Chia, 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 Rabbi. And now the Gemara is going to go through everybody's case. But the hands are here now. She didn't do the Maisi Naim. She did the right in her hands. Like the right in a tree. That's here. Rav Huna, Mahi, the Itmar, Michael, Paris, Dekel, Chavei, right? Somebody sells the fruit that will grow. I'm Rav Huna, Achel, Bola, Oilam, Yochel, Akzabai. Because it's not Chal. Shabola, Oilam, and Yochel, Akzabai. Because then it's Chal. Because it's not chal, the kinyan wasn't chal. I'm Rav Nachman Medina. I admit the Isham is Vachum. If the guy ate it, but Makina me neighbors, he said the guy was Meichum. Rav Damar Kravuna, Rav Damar Kravuna, Rav Oymel Chaveris, Sub Azub Shan the Lekeach, when I buy it, Lekshchen, Lekinu Yilach Ma'akshav. I'm telling it to you now, Kana, even though now he doesn't know that. Rav Janik, Rav Chia, the Rav Janik, Havali, Arisa, have a Meshul Ekansin, the Peri Komal, Shabsa. Rav Janik had this sharecropper that brought him a basket of his own fruit, not Rav Janik's fruit, every Friday. Hu Yoy Menogele, he was late. The Yossi didn't come. Shanku Osim, he parried the base on late. He went and he took Meister from what he had at home on that. Asma Kamad Rav Chia, did I do the right thing? I'm a Shaprav. Mind you, we learned from Antum, the Yeris Hashem, the Kacha Kala Yamim, Elu Shabbos is Yamim Taif. Lamai Hilchot. Elam and Asur Romechu, the Tzeres allowing you to take Meister, it's called the Mishnah Tilt to Drabana. It's not banned to take Meister biblically. I don't need a Pasik to be Matarit. And Lav Kihai Gavna. That means, even though it's not yours, the Tzeres is saying if you need all that fruit for Einik Shabbos, you can take Meister from what you have, in order that all that fruit should be able to be used for Einik Shabbos. Again, I'm not clear why he couldn't biblically take Meister when the fruit arrived. Why did he have to take the Meister now? Right? Because he needs all the fruit that comes. Manushek, if he has fruit at home, he can use part of that fruit. Maybe it was spoiled, maybe. Something in my advice, I'm going to live at Kriya Makal. In the dream I got broken stick. My life, Hogi Kamala, they meant the Pasik, and the Look, I'm a Shannon Sakana. You relied on leaning on a broken stick. How's that? Going on Parai. What? Only Midrabana, because Midrabana you can't do anything. But Midraisa, you can separate it. Mukta is a Drabana anyway. But it's only Mukta because there's an Issa Drabana. What? Again, the Torah is telling you a heter. Doesn't want to lie. How can God lie? Can a rustus like Yishbar, a broken stick will not break more. But pishtekeya lo yichabena, and I forgot what pishtekeya is. What? Can't hear you.
Flickering flax
will not extinguish. Rabbi Zitanya Lissas, your Evan Ladainov. Do not give an Evan back to his master. Rabbi Yamim Bekeach Evan Amanasu Shach, by the way, it's this week's parsha that we just learned. Bekeach Evan Amanasu Shach, Rakasa Medaber. You bought an Evan and you promised to free him. Hey, Kadamik, I'm not going to use the custom of Chichon Klaas, Matsimu Kanwak Miyakshav. You're free. It's a riot that it works on the Zavish Labal Yardam. The mayor of the town, I'm a Lisha, I'm a Desha, see Lakish, Lakish, after I become Jewish, after you become Jewish, after I become free, after you become free, Lakash Yamas Bailach, after your husband dies, Lakash Thomas Achaisek, after your sister dies, Lakash Yakasim Zubamach, Ain't the Mukadeshis, may you write me Mukadeshis. Lezim Yakim, the Tanya, yes, I can't remember Lezim Yakim, the one Paris Arugazu Kushim, Yetruma, a Paris Arugazu Mukubarim, a Paris Mukubarim, so a Paris Zu Tulushim, the Shivayu Shlish, not even fully grown yet. We eat Lushu. Maybe he'll slip with it. Lushu Dwarf Kayamim, even though he couldn't do it now. The Kiva did not claim him, Shani Yisrael, the Vichain, the Circle of Hover. The Kiva, I'm a Yavash, I'm a Tad, the Follow of Yisrael, the Royal Law, and Rav Nachum, the Yisrael, understands that because he holds other Mach, the Dovash, the Bali Yisrael. By my name, Rav Sheshes. They asked Rav Sheshes the following Shaila. Eid Echad be Yavama Mahu. And Eid Echad comes and testifies that a woman's husband died in order to be Matur from Yibum. Now, we don't know that. That's the thing the Mishnah didn't say. Now, one thing is clear. There's a Mishnah later on that says clearly that a woman can come into Beth and say, my husband died and get Yibum. That Mishnah exists. So obviously the Shiloh knew that Mishnah. And the Shiloh felt that there's a difference when a woman takes responsibility completely or when a woman hangs on to an Eid Echad. That's why the Gemara has a Shiloh about an Eid Echad. A woman walks into Bezin and says, my husband died, I'm eligible for Yibum. The Mishnah says we believe her. But in that case, she is taking total 100% responsibility. So in that case, we say, we're not afraid that the emotion of loving her Yavam will overcome that she lies about her husband's death. Because she loves her husband too. Why would she lie about her husband to get married to Yavam? So therefore, we're not questioning her for that. The Shiloh is, when Eid Echad comes in, so now, all she has to do is do an independent investigation to support the Eid Echad. So she's relying on the Eid Echad, and is also doing an independent investigation. Can we rely, when there might be an emotion involved, on her independent investigation that supports an Eid Echad? That's the Gemara Shaila. Is it the Eid Echad that we're relying on? Her independent investigation, is it extra? Or is her independent investigation a main part of why we're mad to her? And therefore, since it's a main part of why we're mad to her, we're not going to do it, because over here her independent investigation might be flawed. You have to speak this out, because the Gemara brings a Mishnah that says a woman can say, my husband died to get Yibum. So how can the Gemara have this Shaila? Obviously, the Gemara feels in Eid Echad is not as good as the woman herself. Must be why. Because when she says the whole thing, then she's taking 100% responsibility. We're not chushed that the emotion is going to taint that statement. But when she's relying on the Eid Echad and is adding her own investigation, is that a main part, and therefore over here we're a little nervous? Or is that a superfluous part, meaning not important, and therefore we're really relying on the Eid Echad in the works?
What is she adding those words for?
She's not. She's just saying her husband died, and there's a brother here.
Right. I mean, it's not like.
But she doesn't have to say, "And I fall to Yibum."
No.
It just happens to be the consequence of her saying her husband died.
What happens if he comes back?
She's in trouble. She married her brother.
Again, is this worse than an Eid Echad game?
The same thing. She's an Eid Echad.
Is she worse? We punish her all the things because she's relying on, like we're saying now,
again, we punish her because she didn't do an independent, she didn't do a thorough investigation.
But in one case, because she had an
doesn't make a difference. I woke up, forget it, a regular HSH walks and says, my husband died. There's no yub. It's believed, just like an Eid Echad's believed.
The consequences are.
Exactly. But.
Do you have
Eidomim by a single Eid? There's no Eidomim by a single Eid. I mean, it slugs up the Eidus, but it doesn't, the guy doesn't get punished. By the way, Rav Sheshi said, Eidomim by a single Eid. Time of the Eidomim, which is most of the Eidomim, the Guya, the Meshacher, is it because we really rely on the Eidomim, because it's going to be proven later on? V'okanami le Meshacher. Eidomim by the time of the Eidomim, which is the Dike Mitzvah, or is the her investigation a major part of this Heter? Sometimes there's an emotion of love. Why die kumensula? Amalu Rav Sheshes and Yisu our Mishnah. Amalu Ameis Bincha Vakach Meis Bailach. Doesn't say who said, but somebody told her, you don't need Yibum. You do need Yibum. I'm sorry. But it's Yapma. Yakach Amalu Achiluf Hadvarim. And then they said, by the way, your Yibum was Isser because your husband died before your son. Heitzim Avlad Vishavachar Mamzer. Now, Heichi Dami. Who is the one that told her fact one? Who is the one that told her fact two? Elay betray Trey. So how do you know who's saying the truth? My cousin's the same as Rani. How can you break up the marriage? She's saying, I'm sure that my husband died first. So it's two against two. We rely on her sure, especially if she marries one of those Adam.
That can't be the case.
Right. Mamzer, how can you say the kid's the Mamzer? Something Mamzer. The key tamer like Dr. Mishnah wasn't careful, but he said he said for reaching that mamzer after the mamzer shmamina the daf kitzani. The Mishnah is being very careful. Elalav shmamina chad was one aide that told her that her husband predeceased her son. I'm sorry, that her son predeceased her husband, and therefore she needs yibum, and she relied on that and got married. That means it was mutter for her to get married. And two people came up and disputed the Eid Echad. That's what happened. So we see that an Eid Echad is believed. Now the Gemara could have answered that it was a case of Zaymimim. The Gemara could have answered that it's a case of Zaymimim, and therefore the Mishnah is not a Raya. The Gemara does not, and I don't know why not. I don't know why the Gemara did not give the answer that it gives later. That the first pair said, and then they were found Zaymimim. It's Trey, not 1-8. I don't know why the Gemara does not say that. I don't know. Ikudiyama says this was never a Shaila. If we trust her, we definitely trust in Eid Echad. Meiz Baili Tisyabim. Kita Bailok the Mishri of Amila Alma. Just the opposite. And Eidecha comes and says her husband died, right? Her Yavam died. Or her son predeceased her husband. Just opposite. Her husband predeceased her son. So he's being mad to her without Ibum, even though there's a brother, or he's saying the brother died. Can we rely on that? My time is Eidecha Mishri Zabin Su Zabin 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 Zabin. We're going to find out the truth. I don't have time to Eidecha Mishri Zabin Zabin Zabin. If there lies in her investigation, all the documents with the missing of the son of Leah, because there's an emotion of hatred, it might be very well that she hates her brother-in-law. Amalu Rav Sheshes and Yisua. Our Mishnah. Amalu Meitz Bailuk Lakach Meitz Mincha. So they're saying she doesn't need Jibum. But this is Lakach Amachilu Voyad Horim. So according to Mekiva, Tetzim Avad Mishnah Vacher Mamzer. Now, Hiki Dami. Who told her one way? Who told her the other way? Evil and betrayed trade. My cousin is Sam Kasahani Shmaybani. We are moms or subbing moms or also they're subbing moms. We're not being careful. How about the say for Risha moms and Achra in the moms? So now we know the Tafkin Tani, we are being careful. Just finished listening. Hello, I'm Chad. The time it also made track of Shu was only because two came and denied it. Allah, Hoki Mahaman. It's a right that it echoes Neman. Doesn't come out of line them trade trade. Zamar Abacha by Yumi Beidi Azama. Like he said elsewhere that we're talking about Eidei Azama, how can I be Eidei Azama? Yes.
We have two that say that Shimon killed, and two that she didn't
do. We can't punish Shimon. We don't do anything. We don't know. Here she got married already. Based on her investigation, she claimed, I'm sure. Bezin can't do anything. Bezin had their hands tied behind their back. Hakasha, they don't know who to believe. Nothing about Vayit Amalei Amortchel Ravashi Amalei Ravachel Ravashi. Touch him out. Ain't an issue in a man's name of Mesiv Amisha. Now say, a woman is not believed to say her Yavam died that she should get married. Fair Shemishna. We don't trust her. The Diak is. We do trust in Eidecha. If not, why didn't it say in Eidecha? It's not Neman. And that's for sure, in Eidecha it's not Neman on that either. There's no Iguna. Right? The Chiddush, we think, is that we're saying a woman is not Neman to say Meisi Vami, but in Eidecha it would be Neman. That's the Raya. Something about Hini, you know, I'm not Eidecha, I'm not. Something about Tamei, I'm a Sefer. Ain't Ish Neman, I'm a Meisi, 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 I'm or that his wife died. Who knew the man and Mahaman? We don't believe in Eidecha in that either. So why did the Sefer say a case of the man? Mishran Gabi Ishim should be Guna Kilubai Rabbanah, we believe in Eidecha. El Gabi Ishmael Kilamehman. Teretz says we don't believe in Eidecha either. There's a Chiddush in saying that the woman is not believed. What's the Chiddush in saying a woman is not believed? Yitzchak Lebekiva Yitzchak. Tangit Eidecha Minu Hayu Amr Bekiva Yashmam to Michai Velavin. For Yavamu Lashuk to get married, according to Bekiva, we'll have Mamzeris. So maybe we should say that when a woman comes in and says, Meis Yavami, we believe her, because she realizes the consequences. So Ema, I would say, Chai Shakakula, the Zaira Vadaika, she's going to be careful about her kid. She doesn't want her kids to become Amzerim, right? The answer is Kamash Malan, hatred might affect it. And therefore we don't even rely on the woman. So the bottom line is, this is clear. A woman believed to say her husband died to have Yibum. A woman's not believed to say her Yavam died to get out of Yibam. Because we're afraid, even though there's an Iguna here, the answer is because we're afraid her hatred tainted her picture. Rabbi Amr Eidecha Nema Bivam in Kabachaymer. Listen, Karasi Tartali, so Lavle Kochkin. You let her say her husband died for sure. Why can't she say her Yavam died? It's only a love. Amr Eidecha Nema Bivam in Kabachaymer. He asked him to hear. This is the Karasi Tartali, so Lavle Tartali. The woman herself is not believed to say her Yavam died. So therefore there's no Raya. Teret is, Elhi, my time of Lemehemna, why don't we trust her? The Kivan, the Zimn, and the Sanyalay, like Daika Minzaba. The emotion will taint it. Since you have to rely on her investigation, Kivan, the Zimn, and the Sanyalay, like Daika Minzaba. So there's no proof at all whether a woman in Eidecha is believed or not believed. Then Medrish Darish of Blazim and Masya. Amr Rav Yehuda Merav. Havalela Rav Blazim, the Medrish Bey Marganisa, the Darish Bey Chasba. He went. He had a chance. This is not a real drasha. Either of the two is not a real drasha. Teretz says it's an asmachta. He had a better asmachta. He could have shown us a bigger chiddush. He took the shard and left the pearl. Tanya v'isha grusha me'isha. Afilu l'nisgarsha me'isha pasul l'kuna, rabbinically. That means a woman that was told by her husband, you are divorced. That's what the get said. But you can't marry anybody else. It's pasul l'kuna. V'ayinu re'ach get, it's a rabbinic thing. The pasul l'kuna, the pasul l'kuna. Stop over here. Rechem tomorrow morning.